Good morning. It's Radar from 99.1 The Mix for Sunday Morning Public Affairs. Thank you so much for listening to the Public Affairs Show, not only on 99.1 The Mix, but also our sister stations, 103.7 KISS FM. You're also listening on Hot 105.7 and 1250 AM The Fan. We have two guests this week, both from Wisconsin Home Energy Plus Energy Assistance and Weatherization Programs. The Wisconsin Home Energy Plus program is administered by the state of Wisconsin to Milwaukee County, and it provides energy assistance and weatherization services to qualified Milwaukee County residents. Now, joining us this week is Energy Assistant Community Advocate COO Maduela Kirkendall and the Vice President of Weatherization Operations, Patrick Larkin. Both thank you for joining us this Sunday morning.
Thank you for having us.
What we're going to do is find out a little bit more about the programs and what is what they're all about. So today we've got the first question. I guess we can start with the energy assistance, and that would be through Maduela Kirkendall. Again, he's the community advocate COO. What is energy assistance, Maduela?
Sure. Energy assistance is it's a one-time annual payment towards an individual their heating or electric bill. The funding pays a portion of their energy assistance cost, which is determined by their household size, income, and energy cost.
And then for Patrick, the weatherization programs. What can you tell us about that?
Yeah. So to simplify it, the weatherization program works hand in hand with energy assistance. And the weatherization program is a no-cost program that looks at saving customers money on their utility bills, making them more comfortable in their homes, and reducing any health and safety issues in their homes. And then once again, it's all at no cost to them whatsoever as long as they qualify for energy assistance.
And Maduela, with energy assistance, how long has the program been around?
The program has been around for roughly 40 years here in Milwaukee County.
And Patrick, is it about the same for the weatherization programs as well?
Just a touch longer, about 45 years.
Oh, okay.
We celebrated 45th year anniversary.
Holy cow.
Just in October.
And this is news to me, and it really enlightens me. And so I know that there's a lot of listeners out there who will have their eyes opened and also learn a lot with you two on our Sunday Morning Public Affairs Show. Again, we've got Energy Assistant, Community Advocate, COO, Maduela Kirkendall, and the Vice President of Weatherization Operations, Patrick Larkin. Gentlemen, how do you apply for assistance?
For energy assistance, we've made it quite simple. Of course, due to the pandemic, our offices are closed, but we set up a hotline so individuals can call 414-270-4653 or also 414-270-4MKE. They can also go to our website and apply online at www.keepwarmmke.org.
And Patrick, is it the same for the weatherization programs?
Yeah, very similar. So as long as a customer is approved for energy assistance, they're pretty much automatically qualified for weatherization assistance. We do have another application. They can go online and kind of at our La Casa website, but as long as we do outreach as well, as long as they're eligible for energy assistance, we can send a letter. And I think that's a big message for people to understand. If you get a letter from any of the three weatherization service providers saying that you're eligible for this program, feel free to please return it, open it, read it. If you're interested, fill it out and send it back. So there's three weatherization agencies that serve Milwaukee County. There's La Casa de Esperanza, obviously, which I represent. There's the Social Development Commission, and then there's Partners for Community Development. Those three entities split up Milwaukee County and serve them. And so, I mean, through this program, you can save, through weatherization, you can save about $400 every year.
Wow.
On average for your utility costs. So it can be a big money saver for you and your family, besides for all the other benefits of making you more comfortable and making your home safer as well.
Maduela, with energy assistance, I know that people sometimes are, maybe they're thinking, holy cow, it's late at night. I should have done this earlier. What are the regular hours to apply?
The regular hours during the normal season, they start at 8 a.m. and end at roughly 5 p.m. We also offer extended hours during certain times of the year for individuals that may have a challenge, you know, with getting off work or taking the time off to apply for energy assistance. And one of the things I do want to highlight is during that process, the energy assistance application intake process will probably take anywhere between 10 to maybe 15 minutes. So it's a relatively quick process. Individuals are given appointments, so they do not have to wait in long lines or anything like that. So we basically call them. We complete as much of the application over the phone with them.
Oh.
And then we'll close out that application as the documentation that's needed comes in. So we make the process really simple for individuals, individuals that are working. Again, I like to stress the fact that if you think you may be over income, there are income guidelines that are posted on the website that I mentioned, on the webpage that I mentioned, and you can determine whether or not you are eligible that way.
And Patrick, does weatherization work the same way? Can you work with people who, you know, maybe work between those hours, 8 to 5?
Yeah, I mean, we can be a little more flexible than that based on the customer's needs in a lot of cases.
Okay.
We have contractors that they don't prefer to work weekends, but if there's a situation that...
Sure.
that it needs to happen, we can certainly accommodate that or try our best to accommodate that. So we have guys out there on a typical schedule, kind of Monday through Thursday, but we do our best to accommodate customers' needs. We know that not everyone's available, you know, all the time during the work week, so we do our best to help however we can.
And we're talking about the Wisconsin Home Energy Plus Energy Assistance and Weatherization Programs. We've got Energy Assistant, Community Advocates, CEO Maduela Kirkendall, and Vice President of Weatherization Operations, Patrick Larkin. And now, when is a good time to apply? I mean, a lot of times people are thinking, oh, now it's getting cold. I probably should apply now. But is there a better time to apply, or is this like the best time?
I think that... this time of year always brings weatherization to the forefront of people's minds. But, I mean, the weatherization program runs year-round, so we don't stop in the summer. You can get just as much benefit from the weatherization program in the summertime as you can in the wintertime. It's just everyone thinks about weatherization in the wintertime when they're trying to stay warm. But should think about it in the summer, too, when you're trying to stay cool and it's 90 degrees outside. Huh. It's a year-round program. We work year-round, and... here at La Costa, we weatherize over 1,000 homes a year, so we're
wow.
busy every day of the year.
1,000 homes a year, man. And Maduela, same thing. When's a good time to apply for energy assistance?
Yeah, like Patrick mentioned, we are year round, but in order, I think the best time to apply is probably right now. We as things slow down during the winter months for us. Individuals can get an appointment relatively quickly and get their applications completed. The other thing to mention is it's important to have that application done as soon as possible because it also makes you eligible for things like furnished repair and replacement.
Okay.
So that's another key component to something that we do in partnership with the other weatherization organizations. If individuals' furnaces go out during the winter months, we can either replace or repair them if they're energy assistant eligible. And we have a few other minor criteria that we have to look at.
And Patrick, who's the vice president of weatherization, how much does it cost to have a home weatherized? You had mentioned you do 1,000 a year. Is there an average cost?
Yeah, I mean, there's no cost to the customer, which is the one everyone wants to know about. So I should say in nearly all cases. So,
okay.
And we do it for rentals. We do it for owners. If you live in a mobile home, we weatherize mobile homes, apartment buildings. If you live in a multi-unit building, we weatherize those. The requirements for what qualifies a little different. If you live in a multi-unit building, at least half of the people in the multi-unit building have to be eligible for energy assistance to weatherize the whole building. But as long as that meets the requirement, we weatherize large multis, we weatherize, you know, 1 to 4 unit buildings. So we really don't discriminate when it comes to that. We try to help everyone we can. And it's no cost unless the owner pays the utility. So this program, once again, is to help customers, owners or tenants of who qualify for energy assistance to help them save money and be more comfortable and safer in their homes. But if you rent and the owner pays the utilities, then there can be a contribution in those cases, but it's small relative to the whole entire job cost. So it's a great deal. If you're not in that situation, there's absolutely zero cost. So if the customer pays all their own utilities, There's absolutely no cost. It's a free program for them.
So, Patrick, you're saying you don't really need to own your own home to qualify, do you?
Correct.
Okay.
No, you don't. So you can be a renter, an owner, and this program is at no cost to you as long as you pay all your own utilities.
And Moduela, that obviously is the same thing for energy assistance. You don't have to own your own home?
Nope, you just have to be income eligible for the energy assistance program.
So whether you're renting or you own a home, yeah, you just have to be eligible. That's great information and really just enlightening. And like I said earlier in our Sunday morning public affairs interview here, it really opens the eyes of people who may not be aware of the weatherization operations and the energy assistance. Again, we are talking to Moduela Kirkendall. He's the Energy Assistant Community Advocate, COO. And we also have Patrick Larkin, the Vice President of Weatherization Operations. And this is a very important information for a lot of people out there who may be listening right now and wondering how they get energy assistance. The Wisconsin Home Energy Plus program is administered by the state of Wisconsin to Milwaukee County to provide energy assistance and weatherization services to qualified Milwaukee County residents. So if you're looking for help, you're looking for aid, this is the interview you want to hear on Sunday Morning Public Affairs. And again, you're hearing it on 99.1 The Mix, KISS FM, which is 103.7, AM 1250, The Fan, and also Hot 105.7. And that is all of our sister stations here where you hear the Sunday Morning Public Affairs. What type of work now? I guess this question should be for Patrick. And then, Moduela, you can probably jump in, too, after Patrick. But what type of work does the weather program do, the weatherization program? What do you all handle? I know you had mentioned about furnaces, but is there other things that are involved, too?
Yeah, I think Moduela mentioned the furnace program, and yeah, I'll just reiterate that. If you're having an issue with your furnace, whether it's where you're having no heat situation or you have a contractor that says it's not safe, reach out to Energy Assistance right away and let them know, because we have a separate program that can help with that called the Emergency Furnace or Replacement Program. But the weatherization program looks at the house as a whole, so we're not just looking at kind of a la carte measures, just the furnace or just the refrigerator. We look at the whole house, and once again, we're trying to make the whole house more energy efficient to save your utility bills, make you more comfortable, and make you safer in your home. So we look at things like air sealing, adding insulation to the attic, to the exterior walls. We evaluate the heating system. We look at lighting upgrades. So we put in, you know, if you have, it's getting less frequently nowadays, but if you had some of the older incandescent light bulbs, we put in LED light bulbs. We put in setback thermostats that help save money. We look at refrigerators and freezers. So if you have an old refrigerator or freezer, we can potentially replace that with a new energy efficient model. Health and safety things like installing smoke alarms and carbon monoxide alarms. And water saving items such as kits on the faucets that help save water, water saving shower heads. We look at installing exhaust fans. Once again, a health and safety thing. If you have a bathroom that's building up a lot of steam when you take a shower, a lot of moisture, and you're getting mold in your bathroom, putting in an exhaust fan can help with that and help the indoor air quality in your home. And we look at venting those exhaust fans to the outside. We can repair any cracked windows. We don't replace windows, but if you have any cracked glass or anything like that, we can look at potentially replacing that glass. So yeah, it's a really good program, and we do our best to treat the whole house so that the customers are saving money and are comfortable in their homes.
That is mind blowing. I never knew that all those areas that you cover are covered, or the things you work with the weatherization program. I think especially the smoke detectors and those carbon monoxide alarms, I think that is very important. Do you find that there's a lot of those that you have to upgrade over the years?
Yeah, we find a ton of those. And there's not, you know, some of the older ones, people take the batteries out, use them for different things. So the ones we install are 10-year sealed batteries typically. So you can't take that out. So and then, you know, because they last 10 years, you're set for quite a while.
And Moduela, who is the Energy Assistant Community Advocate, COO, Now, when the weatherization happens, like Patrick had just mentioned, you know, upgrading the heating system, maybe the lighting, the smoke and detectors, and the carbon monoxide alarms, people can still apply for energy assistance, even though, let's say, they have this type of work done in their homes. That way, the weatherization of the home, not only like Patrick mentioned, the outside and also the interior areas too, you can still apply for energy assistance for help.
Definitely. As long as individuals are income eligible, they are eligible to apply. And again, the thing about energy assistance, it's a one-time benefit. So again, each year we provide individuals with a rough estimate of about $350 towards their, you know, utility costs. And, you know, for us, with a lot of individuals that we're seeing are struggling. So, I mean, this just comes in handy for those individuals. And again, they spend 15 minutes and they get a benefit of roughly $350.
I'm so glad that we were talking to both of you this morning, and I know that there's a lot of listeners who are listening right now who, again, are having their eyes and ears opened because, once again, on our Sunday morning public affairs show, we are talking about the Wisconsin Home Energy Plus Energy Assistance and Weatherization Programs. And again, the Wisconsin Home Energy Plus program is administered by the state of Wisconsin to Milwaukee County to provide energy assistance and also weatherization services to qualified Milwaukee County residents. As you have heard, both of our guests, Energy Assistant Community Advocate COO Maduela Kirkendall and the Vice President of Weatherization, Patrick Larkin, discuss this morning. It's really valuable information. Maduela, what things can people do to save energy in their home?
Well, there's a number of things. I think, you know, we don't realize the savings by just rolling back the temperature in your house. So maybe, you know, oftentimes we go out, individuals have their heating, their thermostat at 75, and just rolling it back to maybe 72 or 71 will save tons of money. Simple things like LED lighting upgrades, as well as air sealing. So, you know, if you can't get your home weatherized, there's an option of, you know, placing plastic on the window. So we do oftentimes, if individuals have requests for things like that, we can provide some plastic kits for the windows as well.
And before we let you both go, we'll have a little fun right here. I know my wife likes to keep the thermostat warm. She's always cold in the house. So, Patrick, what do you usually keep your thermostat at in your home as far as, you know, keeping energy costs down?
I don't know if people are going to like to hear what I keep my thermostat at, but I keep my thermostat at 66.
Whoa! Well, I'll tell you what, a lot of ladies listening probably aren't going to like that.
Oh, no.
Maduela, how about you?
I am more of a fan of heat, so I typically between 72 and 73.
All right, there you go. Yeah, you got to stay warm, you know, and you know.
Well, Maduela, I'm a fan of heat. I'm not a fan of the bills.
A lot of people aren't a fan of those bills. You know what? I find that the ladies in my life, between my wife and my daughters, are definitely fans of the heat. And my wife is not a fan of, yeah, you're right, having to spend extra money. But you kind of want to have a balance between the two. And I think with both of you on the air on our Sunday morning public affairs show today, it's really helped out a lot of people. Yeah, even if there's some people out there listening right now who think, you know what, I probably don't qualify. At least they're getting great, valuable information from both of you about weatherization and also saving money on energy. Again, it's Energy Assistant Community Advocate COO Maduela Kirkendall and Vice President of Weatherization. That's Patrick Larkin. Thank you both for joining us on our Sunday morning public affairs show today. And we do want to add, be sure to put applying for energy assistance on your to-do list today. Residents can find more information about the program, including eligibility, the documents you have to have ready for the appointment, and you can also schedule your appointment online. It's keepwarmmke.org, keepwarmmke.org, or you can call 414-270-4MKE, which translates into 414-270-4653. Thank you both for joining us today on Sunday Morning Public Affairs.
Thank you. Thank you for having us.
Thank you.